Right, the first page, Grace Man Beast. Says the Mr. Brewer, he can be straight to the shop, despite the end of the year. Commercial cost of Karos, the shop was in it. It goes through what you have to do. And he says, make a clear pitch, because obviously, for behind the cash show you the chavdoi, you have to be cash it and honor it, pick sus the kia. So first thing you need is nice clothes. Well, the angoy ba'oimig achilu shtia, to have nice things to eat and drink. And he says, Chazal were mafri very much in this Indian of being mechabit Shabbos. Cholam ha'adis ha'shabbos nesan ha'nachlo b'im tzorim, some of the honor Shabbos gets an unbelievable thing, gets a special nachro, he's nitzim m'shirim malchiyas, o'zoych ha'vazeh la'shiras. He gets many things from this. Ayin shom oid kal ma'morim b'inan zeh. Okay, so he goes through over here the idea of the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. What are you supposed to do for Kavod? What are you meant to eat? What's included? So here the Mishnah Berurah Sikkot and Beis says that the Rebbeinu L'toyim L'zoyah, first of all, should be careful Shelo Yimchoyis M'shnei Tavshilin. A person shouldn't have less than two foods, two cooked foods in a meal. Unfortunately, this means not Shabbos Shabbos actually. It means the first of two meals of Shabbos. You're supposed to have at least two cooked foods in a meal. What's the idea to have two cooked foods? Exactly, they say the mice have two cooked foods of chashivas in a meal. A person gets two cooked foods in a meal, that's a chashivas. That's why they say, I stood on my second stack, you don't have two cooked ones to show that it's not chashivas. Huh? Yeah, but there's not cooked food, there could be any food. Two foods got a chashivas, that could be, yeah. So that's the Indian of having two cooked foods over here. Interestingly enough, here the Mishnah was very busy with halachas on, Gam Toim Shigerecha Bechal Sudas Mishorish Sudas Dogya. The big Indian to eat the fish, he says. Now, you know, so the famous reason why they have fish, what's the reason for fish? A lot of reasons, yeah?
The reason is it didn't sin by the novel.
I asked about the fish, someone told me about once actually, and I wanted to check it out with one of the fish markets. I actually asked him, stuck into these little, someone said, I'm really involved with the fish. If you open up a fish inside the kiskas, where would you expect to see the fish I eat now? How would it be facing?
Oh, wait, same way.
Same way you'd expect the fish is going after this fish, and the tail of the fish that's been eaten up is corresponding to the tail of the first fish. He goes over there. He says the mice is not true.
Opposite way.
What happens is the head goes inside. It's very strange, actually, yeah? The head, when you open up the fish inside, the head of the fish is facing the back, and you face the tail. What pshat? So they say, when you go up, they say that what he is, that pshat is, that fish thinks he's going off to a particular thing, that's his panoshes, when they get something. But the Boshu is muzzling him something else. There's a big lesson in panoshes, the person has to know that not everything he thinks he's going for is the thing he's going to get. And as the fish bag, he's actually told me it's true this way, so if you open up a fish, that's what you find, he says to me.
But then the fins close down that way, otherwise it's dangerous for the other fish. If you were to catch it by its tail, it would cause damage to the fish. That's why
when
the other fish opens
the
mouth.
How does it work? Why should fish swim towards the mouth?
That's what Shem gives you, the fish.
I'm saying, as I go, the fish makes it so the fish runs away, yeah? It doesn't go towards it.
Escape, yeah.
Yeah, it makes it actually go towards it. So actually, it says over here, the Indian is that once you have fish, it looks like for all kimasus actually, all three meals, one should have fish. That is the Indian of having fish. Well, we'll come to bottom of the section too, yeah? So then he says over here, that's the idea. Over here, Piskin Shoes over here, brings here a Rishman base. He says over here, Mr. Kibbutz Shabbos, what's Oynik Shabbos? He says, I'm going to Tavshili Dogim, then it carries on, Bosra Arabim, B'yai B'shubach. You heard that? An Indian on Shabbos to have fish and wine and meat. Now I didn't know this actually, unfortunately halacha was actually in some race nonsense base. Now halacha shukhanah says a yarze bobos of a yayin and McDonald's kapichot. On Shabbos, an Indian to have meat and fish according to what we can afford. If you like, obviously, if you like it, the rules are quite clear, obviously. If a person doesn't enjoy fish, doesn't like meat, then there's no Indian. The whole idea is an only Shabbos, yeah? If a person doesn't enjoy it, it's not going to have it. The whole Indian is if he enjoys it, he should have it. That's the Indian of having fish and meat. there's no chiyuv, it's not like yontov. Yontov is a chiyuv tabosa. It's a different thing. We spoke about touching this a while ago, last time. Is there a mitzvah of simcha in yontov?
Shabbos, yes.
Is there a mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos? Oynik. Oh, Oynik. So the Maisi brings also interesting over here. Yeah, we always know that Sipka only applies on Yom, not on Shabbos. The Maisa is a Sipra. The Sipri implies on Alot Sobi Yom, Simchaschem. We spoke about it last time. The Sipri dashed on here, Yom Simchaschem refers to Shabbos as well. The Mitzvah of Sipka. What's going on? So the Maisa, he explains, the many unfortunate experience that the Mitzvah of Sipka, why is it always a Mitzvah of Sipka? It's a Mitzvah of Sipka on Shabbos, but it's a Ruchnistic Sipka. On Yom, there's an Indian to be with Sipka and a Kuchnistic Sipka. The person meant to know himself to be a Kuchnistic Sipka. That's why I have to jewelry, all these sorts of things. On Shabbos, the Mitzvah of Sipka in the Ruchah.
It's not that the first beginning of Malchus was Shabbos, it's the Kuri Oini. That's what the first beginning of Malchus was the first of Shabbos. Kuri Oini.
There's no way to do that. Because the Shabbos is only. You say that. Because the Shabbos is only. 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 There's no chiyuv over here, yeah? And he says, Claude, there's no chiyuv. It's a nice thing to do, but there's no chiyuv. In fact, they say over here you could be used for chicken, actually. You might even have chicken as well. Also, for this thing, that didn't you to Yom, could be done for the boss of Hema. But on Shabbos, it's just nice things that one could have, one should have. It's a very interesting idea, this, actually, yeah? One should have nice things to have, so one should enjoy the Shabbos, make it a nice thing. We also now have an interesting halacha in the Rishon in the Ramon, and some Rishon on Zion, so many people know this halacha. The Ramah says, this is a chelik of the oil and Shabbos. When are you supposed to have this thing? Oh, it looks like it's in a day. He says over here, call me, your main, I'm going to say to the rabbi, Moshe killed the Gullah day. This rabbi said, we've got a whole lot of weeks over here about what people used to do. They want to have hot food. The A is supposed to answer with shot and leverage from the Mitzvah Tachir's Chamashah, the way in Makbetah hot food on Shabbos. But the boy never saw it, they said the Issa, Shabbat Sabbath, the Eidu Hudashir, Chama, Abur, and Chama Shabbos. They tell a goy to eat up food for them on Shabbos. The Mamish says, there's not problems with both of that. Kama Po'olim, Yavru, Azer, Kama, the Issa, the Reis, Ashlech, Shabbos, Melochus, Bishul, Havor, and Kibbut. Kitsa, the Mice must have hot food on Shabbos. The way you're supposed to have it, right? It looks like, well, you need to have a hot food on Shabbos day. How do I know that? Yeah, that's what they didn't have at all. They hold loose about it, it's called Moshe Zeke. Yes, that could be used for Friday night, the Chayra.
No, Friday night is
hot. If you have hot food on Shabbat, they hold loose about it, it's called Moshe Zeke.
I think you still have hot food before Shabbat.
Before Shabbat, maybe. That was Shabbat, maybe. Someone's been standing. Yeah, yeah. You've got what? You have it
before Shabbat? Hot food before Shabbat?
He says over here, interesting, Kalele Kai Minig there, Dasagon on Nissim, the aim sorry level Chan Machos, you don't have hot food every meal. And the Daishi Akhil Masuda Achas, you have to have it one meal. The command, give us over in and say, we should roll a lot of Minig Israel, Minig Kodi Israel, level Chan by Yom HaShabbos, so he said, one should try and have it by Yom HaShabbos.
Isn't the meal more Chos and Friday?
That's also true, actually. So it looks like Kovodim is odd, it's quite right. So he says over here that the Maisha is trying to have it for Shabbos day as well. I was always wondering, could you be used to hot water? Do you have the same thing? You have to have a hot food.
The bread is cooked.
No, it has to be hot on Shabbos itself. You want to show that you have it hot on Shabbos. The fact that the bread is being cooked in an oven, that's cold. You want to have it now hot, it has to be hot.
But the drink is not
tafshuk. I'm saying, does it have to be, that's what I want to know, does it have to be tafshuk, can be coming? Can be anything, like wakker, hot water, hot coffee.
Yeah. That's really for chef Mulat Malka.
Sorry?
More from Mulat Malka.
Oh, yeah, that's also, Ross and Chamin is a fool, yeah, it's quite right. Chamin is a chom. He said, oh, he said, oh, here, Ruzna Baram, oh, Losh Nachila, from this Kuret says that the Kodi Lechel Chamin, but no, you died in Shias Chamin, thank you. The Indian is to have drink, to eat hot food. Not after to drink. You said that's the whole hot drinks is nice to have, but you want not yotza. This takona one was yotza only in the chayra with hot food. Okay. Then the other thing was also interesting. I went through quite quickly. There's halacha of shalashudas. The shalashudas is more kulitik than the rest of the time. The meals. Let's just see. That's a similar race study aleph. Mitzvah of Shulchan Sukkos. So he says, Yehi Zoy Ba'oi Lechai Mitzvah Sukkos Shlishis. You should be careful to keep the Mitzvah of Sukkos Shlishis. Often, who so vea, Yochel Lechai Mitzvah Sukkos Shlishis. Interesting, he's on the Shulchan. Almost says one should use a kibbetzah for the Shia.
All meals
are
better
to have a kibbetzah. Sorry? All meals are better to have a kibbetzah. Yeah, it looks like it's better than a kibbetzah. Shia is wine. No, I mean, achil is a kizayis. So some say because of when you wash, when it's dying, you can only make a broch in Tzidayim if you have wood. Yeah. Some say it's chashinus of a sudda. The chashinus of a sudda is a kibbetzah. It's not very big. I said, we always say it's normally half a slice of a bread. It's normally a good kizayis. So one slice of bread is a kibbetzah. Definitely, probably less than that. It's not very much, I mean, to have, but that's what one should have. And one should eat. So I once heard about, I was once by a Shalish Sudas, actually, it was in Harkov, Mr. Medish, actually. So the Rav there, Rav Harkov, was dashing, it's called Shalish Sudas. It's an interesting thing, actually, it should be called Sudas Shlishis, why is it called Shalish Sudas? So he said, a very interesting war. He says, in the morning, so a person eats on Friday night. Well, he's hungry, Friday night, everyone's hungry. A person eats Shalish days also, people are hungry in the daytime, it's not a raya, I mean. When a person has Shalish Sudas, when he eats a Sudas Shlishis, that's a raya. Now all the Shalish Sudas will shalish mine.
Unless you live in England in the sun.
Sorry?
Unless you live in England in the sun.
It's very late, right? It's very late. I don't know how it works. You see, by the mom, they only got two meals a day. Looks like Shalish also. I don't know how it works. I was speaking about this last time, how it works with Shalish Sudas. But in the Chayra, they only got two meals per day. That was how they used to eat. Two meals a day. Okay. So they have to split it up. They have to split it up on what you call it. Okay, so Marsha then, so that's talking about Sudish Lishis. What's he saying? He says a person has to eat it. Ain't a chayav with sarabs. Well, it's not machoyav to be sarabs. If a person's full up tucker then, and he can't manage, he's full, then he's not machoyav to force himself to eat the Sudish Lishis. But, because I'm in a parisha, a person should see that he doesn't eat too much during the day in order that he'll be able to, what do you call it, be able to have room for Sudish Lishis or Sudish Lishis. We spoke of this also last time. If someone missed out, for example, Friday night, for some reason he can't eat on Friday, he's not feeling well on Friday night. So really he's got till Amal Shach, half an hour Shach to make up his meal. But let's say the whole of Friday night is out. He goes to bed and he's flat out till Shabbos morning. On Shabbos morning he wakes up more, he feels much a lot better. Then the thing is he should have actually three meals. He should have on Shabbos day itself. He makes Kiddush, only one Kiddush on in the morning. He makes, not by a chulah, he makes the Friday night Kiddush on Shabbos morning. That's what he does. Yeah, very interesting. That's what he does. Which isn't. Oh, that's another thing I want to tell you about. Very also very interesting. Halacha is about having wine in the Shalish Sudas. Anyone heard this before? Anyone knows about saying having wine with the Sudas? What? Yeah. Where did we make Sudas like it? Before we start? Yeah, Mr. Bruin, he's very interesting. Mr. Bruin, Mr. Bruin, he's a cotton chaval over here, says very interesting thing.
He does Sudas.
But toy the lahad there, the vorach ala yad in toy chasuda. Toy chasuda. Interesting.
Not
in the brother. No, I don't mean the background. So it's an interesting thing. Where does it come from? This? What's the idea of having yad in the middle of suda? The words are toy the lahad there, the vorach ala yad in toy chasuda. It's to have wine in the middle of the suda. What, where does it come from? Actually, I haven't got a Rambam. Is there a Rambam anywhere there? A Rambam. Alright, I'll just try and bring it to you next time. The Rambam says one should be kuveya, and looks like for all three meals on wine. So because of this Rambam shitter, there's the minig is to have, if you can't have wine. What?
Not with
the shawl. What's the wine? They're not talking about kiddush, you can't have. The Rambam says for kiddush, it's ideal not to use wine. The Rambam says the kiddush has to be yates, so what you can use on is beach. For the sochim, and since you can't use wine to be cooked for the sochim, the rambam for kiddush, but I don't know if it's the same thing for this. I don't know. What pashtus the boy is the chashivas of the meal. It makes the meal choshev. You have wine inside it.
Yeah.
So if you have wine, so the Mishnah Berurah says toy lahad leborach alayin toy chasuda. Now I don't know. I also heard this once. Someone told me they make kiddush before. They won't be anywhere where they make kiddush before.
Where?
Full? When they have the wine? In the middle of the kiddush.
Just a drop.
What? Sorry? Where? At the beginning of the meal? Right, he brings over here the Rambam Taka, where the Rambam comes from, I don't know, but the Rambam says, why should we come here? All give students with Yain. Now, Lechoy, that's interesting. We make Kiddush, obviously, the first two Siddhas. Because, like I said, Mishnah Shein, Hakam, Wadish, Yikarish, Gamma Siddhah, Shishish. That's not Shein to make Kiddush there. Ela, Shein, Yishti, Yain, Matoich, Sudosu. On Shara Shul, for the third meal, he should drink wine in the middle of his meal. This week, for the first time, I'm playing this year. And I always tell you over, you know, when you prepare Shia sometimes, one of the advantages, though, is that you have to put it into practice, you know. So I was once preparing a Shia on arguments, machlokes and everything, you know, to try and make peace with things. So I came out once, I was driving down that week as I was preparing the Shia, I came out of Upper Road, and I turned left into Leicester Road. I park, I come to the traffic lights, I wait there, there's a goy, pulled, rolled his window down, comes right next to me, says, what did I do wrong? I don't understand what's wrong. I said, The only thing I could have thought is maybe he thought I came out too early. I didn't give him enough time. So I rolled my window down. I said, excuse me, sir. I just learned all about Achleikas, but I put it to practice while he's there and then. I said, excuse me, sir, I have to make an apology. I'm sorry, I really didn't realise. I thought I gave you plenty of room, you know, to be able to come out. I must have made a mistake, I'm sorry. I do hope you accept my apologies. The lights turned green. I drove off, he was so baffled, he was still by the lights. He might have been really what I said to him. So, you know, it's good, he's sure he was good, you put him into practice. So here's the Meister, this time I'm not kiddish, but I had a bit of wine in the Surah Shlishan. How much wine do you have to have? So he brings also from the Shlishan Yayin, the Rabbi says that even less than the reason is good enough. There's no din here, it's not like a kiddish that you need to do. When you have wine in the Surah Shlishan, you don't need to have it with din kiddish, it's not a din kiddish. It's a din in the Rambam shit that one should be kareya on wine. Even a mashu, he says, is okay to
have. Even on Shabbos dinner, then, if you have kiddush before the kiddush, you go to eat, you should have that the wine during the meal as well.
According to that. Yeah, that's right. It's quite right. In the middle of the meal, one should have to bring. I haven't got the Rambam here, but the Rambam's notion is, Sorelik voya kol sudam mishloshta on a yang. It's quite right. So the chayim, make kiddush somewhere else, wet somewhere else for kiddush. You come home now, and you're not making kiddush again, but in the middle of the meal, one should have wine.
Well, just because you didn't make kiddush when you come home.
That's not.
He did.
That's the one.